It's just being medayim mitoich.
Okay.
Okay, so it turns out that from an aleph from an aleph. So it turns out that when I
go to
therefore I go to you, I want my money back.
Correct.
And do I win in that game?
Yeah.
Yes, because it's certain that the animal was a trade for from the poor. That's the mark. Period. Let's say loy higlit yamaka. Let's say it was not higlit. Let's say loy higlit. Loy higlit is no scam. Then what is the halacha? The halacha is.
And what does he see? Oh, what's
there
the
is no scam.
And is there blood?
And there is blood. Let's say there is blood.
So it's trade.
So it's for sure going to be trade. There's no question about it.
Right.
But blood it takes a but what is that about the animal from you? 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
When did the animal?
Sunday.
When did the animal have shita? Let's say
12 midday.
So now the one you can say to me, I'm not giving you your money back, because there's a real possibility that when I sold you the animal, it was a good, healthy animal.
Right.
When did the needle perforate the Beis HaKodesh? Between 9 o'clock
and
12 o'clock.
Right, exactly.
So therefore, if there's no galida on the makah,
right,
then if you want me to get, if you want to get your money back, you have to prove, whenever you want to extract money, you have to prove,
ha-maitzi
mechaver olav haraya.
So what does that have to bring a ride, that what?
That for sure the animal had the nekev before the moment
of
purchase.
There's always a needle here. The shilas, if there's a scab,
we do not know when
they hold it
off.
I got it. So the luck is, it was good because...
So that every...
But didn't we say that it doesn't render in a tray if it's kosher? You just found no blood.
No, we did find blood. The blood can develop. The blood means doesn't need a long time to develop. The blood happens very quickly. The clot of blood happens very quickly.
And the mere fact that he opens and there's no blood, that means it's not treif.
That way, that's a given. If you open up and you find there's no blood, then it's kosher.
Right.
Even though.
Maybe my kids came in and they took drinks from the fridge. Who's is that?
I have no idea. Usually it's the shuls, but I don't know Snap? Anything. I don't know, I have no idea.
Yeah, the staff might belong to somebody, otherwise the...
How would I know?
I have no idea.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay, let's review.
Yeah.
You go, you do a shchita.
You understand why I'm somewhere dwelling on this, because I'm missing something here. There's a needle. There's no scab.
Let's go step by step.
Didn't we say if we find blood, then definitely the blood occurred much before the shchita?
Not much before the shchita.
But it happened before the shchita.
So if there's no blood, what does it mean? It's kosher.
It's kosher.
You can eat
correct.
It because that means that the needle perforated the Beis HaKodesh.
Correct.
After the shchita.
Correct. Because it takes time for the blood, yeah.
How long does it take for the blood to form? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? 15 minutes? How long does it take for the form of a blood clot? 5 minutes. So if you do a shchita and you discover that there is blood on the needle, that means there is no question about it, the animal is treif. The only difference between blood and no blood is that can you eat it or can you not eat
exactly.
it? Now, there's another issue. Now we finish the laws of Yoredeya. We're done. You can take the Yoredeya and you can close it. Now, let's open up the book on Chesha Mishpat.
Yeah.
What's the book on Chesha Mishpat?
Yeah.
Let's discuss the case where you did find blood.
Yeah.
And in that case, the animal is definitely a
Shreifa. Yeah.
Now, the question is, I want a refund. I bought the animal from you because I want to eat it. You sold me a lemon. You sold me an animal that's a treifa.
Yeah.
I want my money back. So do I get my money back? So it depends. If there is no galida, there's no ice cream, okay? Galida's ice cream, no? Isn't ice cream ices? Higlid piyamaka. If there is no skib, if there is no skib on the maka, that means it's very possible it happened.
Did you know higlid, you find this week's parsha?
The mon.
Yeah, there it says ice, like a piece of ice. What's the pasuk there? And Rashi says kiglid, like a piece of ice, a thin piece of ice.
Okay, very good.
That's interesting.
So maybe it means, in my opinion, means ice also. I don't know. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Kiglid means ice cream. I don't know. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Probably I'm making a mistake. So let's say you find that you have the animal. The animal you find. And you do not find any scab.
Correct.
So now, Chesha Mishpat, can I say to you, the seller, give me back my money?
No, you can't.
Because maybe it developed this hole after the
Correct.
Moment of purchase.
Correct.
But let's say we find the scab.
If for sure it did, because otherwise it wouldn't be kosher.
No, that's not. No, anyway, wouldn't be. And that's not relevant because kosher could happen 5 minutes before. The blood clot, there's definitely blood. There's a needle that goes through and through, and there's blood on it.
Yes.
So there's no question that it's treif.
Correct.
The question is, when did it become treif? Did it become treif 10 minutes before the shechita, or did it become treif 3 days before the shechita?
It usually says 3 days. Usually.
No, that all depends.
No, glid. I'm someone who's glid.
If there's a glid, that means 3 days. Yeah, if then there's no glid, then maybe it happened 5 minutes ago.
But blood, it could, I hear what you're saying.
The blood just
it happened
indicates,
after he sold it to him, and then it was blood. You're right.
But the blood can happen 5 minutes.
You're right.
Before
you're right.
The shechita.
So what's the halacha?
So then that is the halacha. If there is a glid, hell, if there's
loya glid be a maka.
If we have higlid, higlid be a maka, then the
yidish
l'shem
kan
shechita.
Loya
maka.
And we're talking about then there's blood.
In both of the cases have blood. In both of these cases have blood. Otherwise, it's discuss. It's a treifa. If it's not a treifa, then of course you can't get back your money. We are discussing a case where there is blood. If there is no blood, blood,
why do you have to add also there's a scab? There's something there.
Even if there is blood, there's also a scab. That's the second level of question.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no scab, this for sure.
Just
if,
blood.
If there's just blood, that's our question. If there's just blood, so we are certain that it's treif.
Correct.
But now the question is, when did it become treif?
Right.
Did it become treif today?
Right.
Or did it become treif 3 days ago?
I got it.
So the second one.
So the first one, he has to bring a ride that it happened after he sold it.
No, before he
I'm
sold
sorry,
it.
So, before. I'm sorry, I'm from
I got it. And then you lose. You cannot get your money back. Now the Gemara is going back. We introduce a new principle over here. There's something called courage al dam. There is something here called a particle of blood. Correct? Particle of blood. When did this particle of blood? Now we never had this concept that in order for it to be certain that it's a treifa, it must have blood. We learned many sugyas. We learned about all the other organs have holes. Did we ever mention anywhere that there has to be a courage shaldam?
Mm.
Never. So why now, for the very first time, are we introducing this principle of a courage shaldam?
Okay.
So affecting more the mar means
the master,
the one the Baal HaMem. Who's the Baal HaMem?
Says it's treif.
Rabbanon.
Like a dam imkos a tarav mar, that's treif.
That is treif. And over here, all of a sudden, we're saying that if you don't have any blood, then when did the negev come out? It came about after shechita. Right?
So he answers, Hasam.
Hasam leka midi l'mishrach. The answer is, there is nothing for it to attach to. But hacha keva diga machat.
You mean hacha, but which?
In other words, in all the other cases, in all of the other cases, by the heart, by the brain, by the
if there's stomachs, a nekev,
there is nothing for the blood to stick onto.
Mm-hmm.
So it can very well be that the nekev happened a long, long time ago, and the reason why you do not see blood is because there's no way for the blood. There's nothing preventing the blood from going anywhere. The blood is being washed away instantly.
Yeah.
In all the other cases, hasam the leka midi lemishach hacha kevan dika machat.
She's a nechav lemachat. Yeah.
I isa the kaidem shchitu. It really happened. The kaidem shchitu.
But hacha kevan dika machat. Isam.
Now there's no question. Until now, we learned many, many times.
But the basic kaisis is talking about.
We learned all over. Not a lot of the basic kaisis. We learned all different types of holes. A hole in the heart, a hole in the different types of intestines.
Right.
And we've never made mention of looking for a courage shaldam.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, we're discussing the courage shaldam. The answer is very simple. There, in all the holes that we discussed, there was no needle. You just found a hole in one of the organs. Oh,
Rashi explains it very well, that there's no bus of, through the juices of the basar, that it
washes
it
away.
Because if it would have been attached, then it would
if
have.
There was an impediment,
the blood would have remained. Okay.
Exactly. Kishnimsa neke b'le
machat. And as opposed to here, the basic
is a machat. It's not a matter of the basic.
Oh,
I see.
It's
not a matter of the machat.
A machat.
There's a machat. The machat is preventing the blood from going away.
Oh.
Chasam leke midl mishach. Kishnimsa neke b'le machat. Kashadam yosehu.
Now I'm getting like a dam. I'm keeping the machat. Iyasa the koydim. So yeah.
Iyasa the koydim shchitahu. If it's really true that the machat perforated the Beis HaKosayis before Shechita, then the blood would have been stuck. Then Mishrach HaVisayim, the blood would have collected along the edge of the Machat.
And the, therefore, it renders it treif.
And the fact that there is no blood in our means it's kosher. We start off today.
No, I got it.
Next, Omelav Safa Rabbi Chazimar. Chazimar. Look, I want you to analyze this person. He's a Talmud Chacham, came from Eretz Yisrael. V'yama, and he says, Rav Avira Shemeini. You have here such an expression, my name is Rav Avira.
He's telling you who the Talmud Rabbanon is?
Yeah, he's saying, telling you, I'm going with him. I'm going to Abaya. Safra said to Abaya, I want you to know Abaya. There's a guy here in town. There's a guy sitting in Shul. Chazimar, take a look. Hait Surba
Mirabana. Oh, Mar is going on to Abaya. Yes. Look at Mar. Hait Surba Mirabana. Asa Mirabana.
Asa Mirabana. He has come from Eretz Yisrael. The Yemeni said, Rav Avira Shemeini. My name is... This man said, my name is Rav Avira. The Yemeni told us...
What does Shemeini mean?
My name.
Oh, I'm sorry, my name is
Shame. Shame is a name.
Shemi. I got it.
Normally you say Shemi. Shemi.
Yeah.
Over here it's unusual. He says Shemeini.
But Rashi's explained what that Shemeini means. In other words, Shemi. Okay.
Shemi. It's an unusual way of saying. Unusual way.
It is.
The other one is the following.
Maisa, this Rav Avira.
This Avira, correct. Maisa Bolif.
And he's telling, and he's by telling the way, story. Stop telling, don't buy.
Rav Avira is telling the story.
And he's quoting the story.
Correct.
Yeah.
Maisa ball if they Rebbe Machad, it was a Maisha, yeah. And
Maisa
ball if they Rebbe Machad, Shemimsos, the Oyves, Uturafa. One, a contradiction to what we have learned above.
Yeah.
Only one side. Shalach Le, so Rav Abaye sent for this person. Abaya, I want to talk.
Avira,
I want to hear what he asked. I want to hear the details of the story.
Also, he didn't come. He didn't show up.
So instead, Abaya went to him. So Abaya went himself. Abaya said, tell this Rav Avira to come to me. This person did not.
So he said, I'll go to him, yeah.
So instead, he went to him. Okay, he wasn't Machbarna's covet. He went to him. So he was on the roof.
Ooh,
this Avira. Avira was on the roof, and Abaye was downstairs. Omar Nechus.
Ooh, Avira.
Avira was on the roof.
And who said this?
Abaya.
Abaya
was downstairs.
Omar goes on Abaya?
Yes.
Nechus
Mar Vinesi. Mar should come down. Do me a toiva. Come down from where you're standing on the roof. Come then. I want to talk to you.
Come
to me. Loy in the chais.
He didn't want to.
He didn't want to go down. So what happened instead? Selek huligabe. Abaye went upstairs. Amalei. He said, "I heard you had a ma'aseh shahaya with a beis hakoyse." I said, "Machat." It only went through one of the walls.
And
I want to know the details. And Rabbi Paskin treif. Emily gufa de uvda hechiava. Tell me the details. Amalei. So he says, "I'll tell you the story." First of all, let me tell you who I am. I am the Maftir Kinesios Ano. Le'ela me Rebbe Rabba before the great Rebbe. What is
mean,
the Rashi? Rashi is a very beautiful description of what his job was. Can we find the place? I was the...
He was like the Machtes.
He was a shamus.
He brought in.
You look at the Rashi. Rashi says it's very beautiful.
Machtes to meet and he gathered them and meet them le'elach.
Okay, so
he's sort of like the monitor. I don't know. The monitor.
So he brought Machlis the Moitzi.
Maftir is a Lashon of. Maftir means a Lashon.
To conclude.
Like I'm Maftir.
Shut the doors. Right. So I don't know. Over here he says Machlis the Moitzi. I bring in. I take home. Talmidim umma'asma. I gather them umma'midam, and I have them stand leilich mibeis hamedrash to take them home. Okay, so he took the monitor. He took them back and forth. Fine. So this is what he said. He said over here. He said over here. Maftir, Alela may Rebbe Rabba before the great Rebbe. The Hava Rav Huna
was like Maftir Knesset Alela Rebbe
in the presence of the may Rebbe Rabba of the great Rebbe. Okay, I was the Maftir in front of the great Rebbe.
I'm sorry. Sorry. I just want to see what those... Wait, it's Chaim Wallace that's going to be speaking tomorrow night by Rabbi Frankel Shaw. You're interested, 8 o'clock. You know, where you spoke? Okay.
A full house.
Good speaker? No. Okay. Sorry about that.
Very good speaker.
Okay. Should I send him your regards?
He doesn't know who I am. I'm not Shachistan.
No, I thought you were down in the Or Yitzchak.
He doesn't do the Or Yitzchak.
That's his brother?
That's his nephews.
What's his name?
His nephews. Their nephews, their names are... Are Shmuel and
Pinchas. How old are they? The 40s?
The 40s, mid-40s.
Reb Chaim is how is Reb Chaim?
A little bit older, probably in his mid-50s, I would imagine.
Okay. So again, he told me what he does.
Before the great Rebbe. Okay? Rebbe Rabbi means the
great Rebbe. Mean?
What? Well, we're ale in the presence.
That's what I do in the presence, Rebbe Rabbi.
I am the Mafter Kinesios Anol Le'ela.
In his Spanish, okay.
Rav Huna Tzipora, and who is there? Rav Huna Tzipora, that was his name.
Tzipora, from the city Tzipora,
and Rav Yosi Moda from Modai, Moda on, like Poras Modai.
Yeah, okay. Media.
Yeah, Yoshim Lifanov, they were sitting before the Helik Rebbe, Ubasal Lifnei
Rebbe. All of them, Ubasal Lifnei Rebbe, yeah.
Ubasal Lifnei Rebbe,
Machashim Sadwagat.
Oh, so here is the information, the missing information. Rebbe took the skin and he turned it upside down. He turned it inside out. Va'afacha, Rebbe, umitz motza alecha korei dam mitrofa. He turned it inside out and he found...
It was blood on the other side.
Al hamachat kineged pia mibachutz. In other words, he found on the skin, on the outside, a clot of blood. The machat only, what we see in front of us, only went through one layer of skin. Mm-hmm. So you think it's kosher, right? It's kosher. If the machat only goes through, it's kosher. But yet on the outside, kineged, opposite where the machat is, on the outside there was a clot of blood. Why is there a clot of blood?
In reality, the blood was inside. He just turned it in.
He inspected it. They looked at it and they saw there's a skin. And the skin has two layers.
Yeah.
Layer one, layer two.
Yeah, yeah.
Machat only went through layer number one.
Yes.
So it should be kosher.
So he took that.
He didn't just look at the needle. He looked at the outside, the other side of the skin that was not perforated. And he saw on the skin.
I got it. I found
it.
There
was blood. Why is there blood? It must really be that the needle at one point in time did puncture. It did puncture.
Did it go through the second one?
It did go the second one.
And then
it went back inside. It went out and came back. And that is why there's blood on the outside. So the fact there's blood on the outside is an indication.
And you couldn't see the hole from the
second? No, you couldn't see the hole. I guess the hole got closed up. The hole closed up.
So now it's not a stereo.
So exactly. So that's exactly why Abaye, when he pursued this individual, Ravia, to find out exactly what the story
was,
The story was not told over with all of the details.
The
Musa Haskell. Now, yeah, you have a story.
Distorted.
You got to know all of the pratim.
Yeah.
The Omani said in Cain, "Va'hafacha Rebbe Motzal Lecha Kare Dam." Uturafa he passed in Treifa. V'yamar and what was Rebbe's reasoning? In Ein Shamaka Kare Dam.
By the way, when Abaye investigated and inquired about the story. He heard it from somebody. He heard it from these people. You said
he heard from Rav Safra. No, he heard from Rav Safra. Go back to the story. Amalei Rav Safra Labai. Rav Safra told him the story.
Right.
Rav Safra told.
But then Abaye said that
something doesn't make sense.
So Abaye pursued.
He went
it.
To investigate. He gave instructions. The guy should come to me.
Yeah.
He didn't want to come.
Right.
He went. He didn't want to come down. He went up to him. Tell me the details.
So he told him. He told him different.
He told him new information.
So that means Rav Safra
did not tell over the story with all of the details. Meisim b'chol yoyim. Fine. V'yamarim in ein shamaka koridaminayin, and the fact that there's blood on the outside of the skin is a clear indication that at one point in time it was perforated, and it went back inside, and that's why there's a koridal dam.
Now, v'omar is a separate gemara.
Omar lei, no. So no, he's continuing.
V'omar im ein shamaka.
Omar lei, tirah tari.
Omar lei, no, you skip. V'omar im ein shamaka koridam.
Im ein sham mako koire dam minayin. The fact that there's blood on the eight sides is a clear indication that the needle indeed perforated the second layer of skin.
Yeah.
And that's why there's blood on the outside. Im ein sham mako, If there is no makor,
so I'm talking about where do you have
karei daminai? It must then be that the nachat went all the way through.
Right.
Abaye said, "You wasted my time. You wasted my time. I went. I was matriach so much. I heard a chiddush that didn't make any sense to me.
So he said to Rav
Safra, I went to seek out the guy. He didn't want to come. So I went to him. He didn't want to come down the steps. I had to go up to him, and he tells me the details. And it turns out that there's no chiddush." You've taught me, you told me something which is dvarm pshutim ad ma'oid.
Right.
Amalei tera tarye.
He says to Rav Safra.
Right, I guess so. To Rav Safra.
Yeah.
The tarye l'reishi.
Dvarm with tarye means...
Tera tarye lahu gavra. Masnisen hi. Okay, what are the exact translation of those words? I don't know. Give me one second. Rashi says,
Kamatrach lo'isa v'ish alatzmai...
It is no chiddush here.
Kamatrach lo'isa v'ish alatzmai v'ayim.
You matriach me... You are
matriachni. No reason. What does the triya mean?
I don't know.
He doesn't say.
That's what he says.
If there are English,
it means bechinam terachti lavoi nidnud vorat. I shook. The word teraya literally means I give a shuckle, like a lulav. You shuckled a lulav.
So it means
I shuckled. I shuckled. What did I shuckle?
For nothing.
I was matriach myself. I exerted effort
to find
out the reason behind this for no reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Means nidnut vorat. Mm-hmm. It means terror. The person is afraid, he shakes. Vayechrad yitzak harada gedela ad ma'od. He shook. I push myself.
Mm-hmm.
Another translation, try means I push myself. I was not interested in...
Well, look what it fits very good. He says that Hagos Tzionim is try. That's not the Gesh, Tariach. Tariach. He replaces Tariah for Tariach.
Some say it means I hit.
Omar Tariach Tariach Lahi Gavra to that person. I was matriach to go over to Ravira.
Tircha.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it means to shake. Many people either means to shake.
Masnitin he.
To shake. It's no chiddush over here. Masnitin he. What's his Mishnah? Hem seis ubeis hakoyso shenikvu lachutz. What's the chiddush? If there is a perforation in the beis hakoyses, which goes all the way out to the outside, it goes through both layers of skin, then it's a treifa. There's no chiddush.
But he says even one. Yeah, correct. And the blood shows that it went through.
Right. Otherwise, if there is no
blood. What kind of question is this? Beis hakoyses nikvu, a perforated lachutz
through and through.
That's what it means.
Neck of mefulish. Yes.
Matzarech matzad. Okay, got it.
Mefulish always good. Next.
Anyway, he was upset with Rav Safra.
Right. Okay, next Gemara. Nafla and Agai. Now we have the case where the animal falls from the roof. Okay, the animal. We learned in the Mishnah.
You have to understand. Why do we have to tell us all of this?
I don't know.
Now there's something to be learned from this.
Certainly.
Maybe some other time I'll look at the Marsha. But this is really Agada to Gemara. Probably Marsha wrote a pirish just on Agada.
Certainly.
Okay.
One of the Yud Ches Treifas is what? If the animal falls from the roof, and
correct.
even though we don't see any, and it was slaughtered immediately.
Right.
So therefore, we have to take into consideration the possibility, and we do bedika. Right. We do a full bedikas penim, and everything looks great.
It fell from the roof, it's no good.
Let us see, you didn't actually see it fall. You didn't see. All you know is.
Yeah.
Oh, look who's here! Wow, look who's here! Most of nefesh. How many tickets did you get coming here so fast? Bring the speed limit.
Well, where was he?
He's a good guy. This guy. He has kvitz sadech.
Okay. Yeah.
Now let's say you did a bigas panim. Okay, you did a
bigas. Still,
no
still
good. Well, now, but here's a shah. The shah here is. Let's see. You don't see. You don't see anything. You don't see anything.
So
I was not there when the animal fell. When I left, the animal was on the roof.
I think I've asked you, when you first learned the Mishnah, how many stories?
Two kaimas, like skila.
Yeah.
Skila.
That's what it says, yeah.
So you have to have two kaimas. Two kaimas. Two stories. Double the time.
Now, why taka? Now, I want to understand why taka is rendered treif.
Halacha l'moshe misinai. It's trauma. Trauma. There are many stories today where Rachmana Litzlan le'aleinu, a person gets into, goes in a car accident. There's a very stark impact.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they check him out. They do a full body scan. They check everything they can get. And he's fine. Everything's in order. Yet, it's just not the same. There's something about trauma which affects the person's life.
You know,
even though you can go through a body scan, you go to the longevity center and they'll examine you.
Like Muhammad Ali, I don't know if I should mention the name, Muhammad Ali, he was punched in the head many times.
Yeah.
How come he got Parkinson's?
Look, there are a lot of people who didn't get punched in the head and also got Parkinson's. So who's to say?
I know, but they say that he was, I mean, whatever.
Football players. There's a lot of studies that football players.
Yeah.
Football players who kill each other the whole day, that's the whole machus, just to get zest, what impact it has on their head.
Yeah.
It's suicidal. Yeah. It's suicidal for a football player. Hockey is even worse. Vait, Omar, You leave the animal, and I left. I went to go daven mincha. I went to go daven mincha. Before daven mincha, the animal was walking peacefully on the roof.
Yeah.
And then I come back from mincha, and where's the animal? It's
on the ground.
How did it get from the roof to the ground? A, B, and C.
Right.
It jumped. It jumped or it jumped. How did it get there? How did it get there? How in the world did it get from the roof to the ground? Either it jumped or it jumped or it jumped.
Yeah.
So therefore, what should you say? And then it shouts right away. No. So there it is. There's another way to get to the roof. It didn't mamish jump. It climbed down the wall vertically. Look at the picture. In other words, there are two ways to get down.
Look
right here on page Shin Yud Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel. You see how it walked down the wall? It didn't.
How is that possible?
This is called falling. This is falling, but this is not the halacha
l'moshe misinai.
It broke it to some degree. When it goes down, if it climbs down the wall, it's going down very hard. The impact is not a pleasant impact, but the fact that it's rubbing itself against the wall as it falls down the wall, that takes away the halacha l'moshe misinai of it being a treifa. The halacha l'moshe misinai of a treifa is only when it's a free fall, like in the picture, the next picture, the picture on the side. You have a in the ceiling, you have a hole in the ceiling.
And here you're talking about it, he falls and he's rubbing.
It's under Maisa, the hole in the ceiling.
What?
It's under Maisa, the hole in the ceiling.
Right. Exactly in this picture. In this picture.
Not to break the fall.
Then they break the fall. He's going straight down. Right. So that is Allah l'moshe misinai.
It's very interesting that here he's also falling, but he's rubbing against the wall.
If we have to take that into consideration, that possibility, we take that into consideration. Why not? Because there's a possibility.
It's smashed.
It's been crushed.
Because
the possibility. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says, why there's a solution. By the way, if the animal tackle falls down, free fall, there's a solution. You wait 24 hours. If you wait 24 hours and it's still kicking, then it's kosher. Then it's not part of the halakha.
Look, what you're saying is only after 24
hours. Only within 24
hours.
Oh,
I'm sorry, within mass less.
But let's say the animal lives for 24 hours.
Right.
And then we could say that the impact of the fall got lucky, nothing, it's okay, it's not going to die, it's not a
treifa. You find that similarly with an evidence.
Now, in this case over here, you did not see what happened. Fine. So there was the more Rashi is not yet telling us the reason, but we're not chayish for this in the case where we didn't see, we did not. Only when you talk a sword free fall, then you have to wait 24 hours. But if you do not see it, you can be chayish. You can take.
You don't even have to wait 24 hours.
You don't have to wait 24 hours. You could assume that it crawled down the wall vertically, and that's why. And it's not a treif. Right. The Gemara illustrates with the Maisha Hoya. The Gemara says, "What was the Maisha? Who a guy was a gedi to have a lay l'ravina." Okay, Ravina. The chazo chushla biipuma, which saw chushla means food.
Who saw?
The animal saw the gedi.
Chushla.
The gedi saw chushla means barley. Barley is animal food.
It saw
barley that's kifulim. Kifulim that was kalufim that was peeled.
Shelled
delicious.
Barley.
No, kaluf means peeled.
But it's called shelled.
Shelled when peeled is called shelled. Okay, I did not know that. Barley that's been shelled.
You have
the puma kineged pi aruba lamata b'vayis. It was like on the window.
What's the next word? The get
the puma on the skylight. like the story with who is it? They want to go into the base medrash. Hillel?
Yeah.
And you have to pay, give a pruta to get in. He didn't have a pruta.
Right.
So what did he do? He went to the roof to go listen to the shir from the roof. And what happened? And what happened? He got
He turned into an obstacle.
He was a popsicle. And what happened in the morning? And he fell on the skylight. And the next morning it was dark. They expected there to be some sunlight to come in from the roof, and there was no sunlight. How come the sunlight has not come in through the skylight? There's blockage. So they went up to see the blockage.
And there was an ice popsicle. Otherwise...
There was an ice popsicle up there. Who was the ice popsicle? Hillel.
Yeah.
So Mikan Labo, they let him in for free. Okay?
Everybody.
Everyone went in for free. It was Mzak of the Oilam. Got in for free. So over here says...
Well, that's right, bro. Gamliel didn't allow only...
The animal saw barley in the window. So what was it? It leaped. Nefal, and it fell. Me igrol ara from the roof of the elara. So the ashayla to treifa. Asya the kavod ravashi. Amalei hado amrav huna inich leim lamalo bolam mosel mata. In cheshem mishum risu gevardim mishum islam disle vidin lishachal nuch. The only time we're going to say it's going to be okay is when there's at least something lenishach, like the case that I showed you in the picture. Vahai to rub against when it goes down vertically, it's rubbing against the wall. Vahai less lay midl nishach. And over here, we don't have it. It just fell from the skylight.
And therefore, it's
treif. And therefore, it should be treif. It should be halachah mishnah. I don't really say mishum or do we say no? There's another time. This is not the only reason why. It's because it knew how. Maybe the halachah lemoshim was only when the animal was caught off guard, and it fell just in a free fall. It did not attempt to jump. But if you have a hechatimsa where an animal concentrates and makes a leap and maneuvers, calculates its weight and makes use of the laws of physics to have a soft landing, then maybe in that situation there is no halacha l'moshim misina, that it's a treifa. And since in this case the animal clearly knew what it was doing, the animal wanted to get the food, he saw lamata, he saw the shelled barley. So it
and he fell through the sky.
He didn't fall. He jumped.
I was talking about this animal's walking around afterwards. If it would not be walking around, we could talk about.
And you did not wait 24 hours. He was walking around. You did not wait 24 hours.
But he says, "Kneged Chaloin." Where's
here? This picture.
Oh, I didn't look at
this picture. On the ground is a pile of barley. It was on top,
right.
Looking down. It saw delicious
and
barley.
And he fell through this.
He didn't fall through. He jumped deliberately. That's the Gemara's question. The animal didn't fall.
He purposely.
We have a dilemma.
Out.
We have a dilemma. What's the dilemma? The dilemma is we have a halacha l'moshim misinah. The animal falls down, it's treif.
Right.
What's the lumbus? Is it because the animal has nothing to lean on? Is that why it's treif?
Right.
Or is it because the animal didn't concentrate to land softly on the ground?
Right.
L'may nafkamina. The nafkamina is when an animal jumps.
Right.
So if the animal jumps, it calculated how it should land softly.
Right.
But it still did not have anything physical to hold on to on the way down.
Right.
That's the nafkamina. So we have a dilemma. What's the lumness of the halacha l'moshim? Depending on the halacha l'moshim, that would be the halacha in this case. If you don't know the time, it's because it's leaning on something on the way down. It's scratching itself against the wall. Then in this case, it will be treif. Because in this case, the animal had nothing to lean upon. But if the reason is because it's not calculating.
Right.
In this case, it is calculating. It was not going to be traced.
I got it.
That's the dilemma.
And 1 second, the Rav Ashi had that dilemma.
That was the dilemma. Yeah, that was the shaila. It made an evaluation.
Who said?
The one who asked the question was who got you, Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi gave the answer. Amalei Rav Ashi answered, the one who asked the question, Mishum da'am d'nafsha,
the calculated, therefore it's good.
Therefore, in this case, it's kosher. Therefore, the ikar tam
so the reason of Alchemish Mishina is...
because loyam d'nafsha. If an animal falls, a free fall, unexpectedly, the ceiling collapses from beneath it, and it falls down. He didn't expect this to happen. That's the halacha l'moshe masil. That's going to be
you
a treifa.
You have to wait.
But if you have to wait. You have to wait 24 hours.
And that's only if you didn't have anything to grab onto.
No, the Gemara is rejecting that time. That's exactly the point of the answer. It's because they have nothing to hold on to. But over here, it makes a calculation, then it's not going to be a trip. You don't have to wait 24 hours.
In this case over here.
In this case. They say there's two reasons. There's another reason.
There's that possibility.
There's another possibility. Another possibility. But in this case, since we know for a fact that the animal didn't make the calculations, it's also going to be good. And that's why it's not going to be a trip.
So when we've said before that we could say that maybe he was rubbing against the wall, you said it doesn't run.
So Rabbi Shulton wants to say that the Gemara is not rejecting that time. Rabbi Shulton wants to say is that l'chor, it's all totally zeg. If an animal is rubbing itself against the wall, that is a hechet tims of amda nafsha.
By the gag. Right. But here we're not talking about a gag.
Either case, whatever it is, right? You don't have a wall. But even in the case of with the gag, the sorcha nafsha is another hechet timsa of amda nafsha. When you're rubbing against the wall, that is oichet the case of amda nafsha. So, well, let's say you only have amda nafsha, you don't have sarcha. Is it going to be good or not? So the Gemara's maskon is it's good. It's not a treifa. The halacha l'moshe is only going to have amda nafsha. Right. I don't know. Next mice. He imarta the habu beirav chaliva. Imarta means, I think, a sheep, right? It's a sheep.
Again, where are you up to now?
Next Gemara, vahi. The last one, vahi. He imarta.
The habu beirav chaliva.
Right, the hav that was Bey Rav Chaliv, the hav is Shodron Kare Bosraisa. It was schlepping its legs. It was a sheep.
Imrasa
means a sheep. Imarta means a sheep.
Okay? It was in the house.
Let
of
me
Rav
make
Chaliva.
Sure it means a sheep.
Shodron Kare Bosraisa.
I'm pretty sure it means a sheep. Kivsa, fine. It was a sheep.
A small sheep.
And it was dragging its legs.
That was in the house of Rav Chaliva.
It was dragging. The word over here, Shodron, means it was dragging Basraisa after it. It was used front wheel drive.
Again.
It was using the front wheel drive.
It means his foot was broken or something.
Oh, so that's a shail. What exactly is the problem over here? Maybe over here it fell off a cliff.
Yeah.
Maybe it got into an accident. We do not know why.
You
want to shecht it. You have to wait 24 hours. No big deal. It just has some foot disease. It's just, there's no problem. It means, shigroina means aleph on the side of the Gemara. Look at the hagois. I have an aleph. What is that over here?
Shagdan.
Aleph. I have over here. Ha'arich shagdan.
What aleph? Oh.
It's a pain, a foot pain. Got a pain in the foot.
What are you looking at?
On the side of the Gemara Hagoyis, it says he turns from the Aruch.
Yeah, it's Shagda.
It says over here, V'hu batmosa, the mikvah, batmosa, it has a yoine ko'ev hayorech. A ko'ev, a pain in the thigh.
Well, by the way, where do you have that?
I don't know if you have the same edition. On the side of the Ois Aleph. Hagoyis vitzionim, Ois Aleph. Hagoyis vitzionim, Ois Aleph.
Nee.
It says there's Aruch Erech Shagdan Shig Duna. What is that? The Heid Hamois the Heid Hamoisov the Lashone the means the editor there. Okay, the Moisov means the editor. The Lashon Yevani in Greek it means Koev Hayorech. It's a Greek word which means it has a pain in the foot.
Therefore, it's not treif.
It's not a treif. Pain in the foot doesn't make you treif. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. It's fine. Nakte. The male, it's kosher.
Yeah.
Frek the Gemara. Really, it's kosher. Maskel Ravina v'dim chut hashedra. If the legs are not moving, maybe
it has to do with the
chut hashedra was missing.
So the Gemara says, how could they even walk? I don't understand it.
The front legs, front wheel drive. So the Gemara says, bad kua. So they made an investigation.
And Ravina was right.
And he was right. Ashkod Kravin, the Chut Hashidu was Nifsak.
And therefore, it's
treif. Even so, he got lucky. You don't need Chayesh. You know, in Echam, even though Ravina, the investigation, put that he was correct, it's a murder Gemara. Just because once in a while you find a Yoitzim in a klal does not take away what the general halacha is.
But here, the
Siyat Shmaya. That Hashem does not cause a tzaddik to be nichshel in eating machlos asuros.
He wasn't
going to
be eating machlos,
but he was involved in the shayla. Once he got involved, once you have a tzaddik,
so Ravina was right.
He was right, but just because he was right doesn't mean we pass like Ravina. In this instance, Taki was right.
Ravina.
But usually don't paskin. No. If you see an animal's dragging its legs and you do a shchiti only 24 hours, you could assume that it's because it has a foot disease, has a pain in the foot. Rav Yema shigroina shchiach. It's not common.
Right.
The Mordek is saying the Gemara just because you're proving it's right doesn't mean that's going to be the mishuv all across the board.
Yeah.
Amar Avuna Zochadim Hamanakim Zem Zelusin is a bullfight. A bullfight too and to Zochadim
Hamanakim.
Ancient Rome. Yeah. Just because the bullfight does not mean that the animals it's like falling from the gag and you cannot do shchit until the animals remain alive for 24 hours. Af Agav the midvu v'koinei, even though the animals have been beaten to a pulp. The animals over here are not in good condition. Rashi says, "Doyagim v'koyavim." The animals are in excruciating pain from this bullfight.
So you think that to be
no?
It's from the
it's Simra.
They got holes all over the place. Whatever.
Blood. It was a bloody battle. Even though they're in a lot of places. Simra b'amuchu is just there. They're just not feeling well. They have a fever. Choyim dinakaluhu anifam melesimu. But let's say enough with ara. But let's say the animal falls from the roof. Oh, vaday chayshina. Nothing to talk about. Vaday the chayshina, because then we have to be chayish. I'm Menashe. Hanei dichrei dinokre ganove. The gonve ganove in chayshim shem shem shem.
They've been
thrown down. Oh, my timer. Kishadulhu. A mosnayu shadulhu. They know how to throw it. They throw them on the mosnayu, on the rear end. The soft part. So it should not get. They should run.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to run away. It's exercise and fertility. The whole thing is for nothing. They
want the animal to be able to run.
Yeah, exactly.
So they can escape. They want to be able to steal Kamehu. I had Renu, Vade Choshim. But let's say,
they want to return him.
Derech Lamala Minakoyesel. But let's say, Adrenu.
They want to return it. They have Charot, they want to return it.
No, I mean, he turned upside down.
No.
Derech, is that over there?
Abel Makanov is Khartu. He's here. The island, the Zorkons, and the Chazorim, the Alakaisal.
Oh, they return it, they don't care. They couldn't care less.
Because,
let it land however it lands.
Right.
They're not medactic to.
I humiliate Adrino.
Well, they talk it through good.
Machmas Yira.
Oh, because of Yira, because then.
Machmas Truva, Truva,
Machmas Yira. Beautiful, beautiful.